From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris suspected of plotting a new attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attacks.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Secretary Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of the two sites hit by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. U.S. forces have killed Abdur Ar-Rahman Mustafa al-Kaduli, an Islamic State finance minister, also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter would not say whether Kaduli, also known as Haji Iman, was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or an airstrike. According to a U.S. defense official, Kaduli was actively plotting to conduct terror attacks in the West. The official said the U.S. military believes Kaduli was providing money to foreign fighters trying to develop and carry out attacks similar to the attack this week in Brussels. This is VOA News.